Marsh Maneuvers, a week-long camp for 4-H'ers, started 25 years ago, before there were iPhones or Facebook. Today, students attending Marsh Maneuvers can unplug from the wired world and connect to the coast. The camp, which started in Vermilion Bay and now takes place at Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge in Cameron Parish, teaches high school students about the value of Louisiana's coastline.
Well, the kids kind of respond to just, you know, the experience of being out here in the marsh. They get to catch some crabs with a string and a piece of chicken and a dip net. They get to catch some fish. They get to actually do some water sampling to see what the oxygen salinity levels are. So it's learning by doing.
During the camp, participants such as Kira Cates, a 4-H'er from Union Parish, help plant marsh grass along a bayou near Avery Island. She says coming from North Louisiana, she was unaware of the plight of the coast. This experience has opened her eyes to the need to rejuvenate Louisiana's disappearing marshland.
I know a lot of people where I come from, they don't really think about that stuff. And I mean, I didn't either until I came here.
In addition to planting marsh grass, the students learn about the life cycle and food chain of species that live in the marshes. They see how pollution affects the coast and the things they can do to help. St. Mary Parish camper, Taylor Sterling.
It's not just sitting in a classroom talking about it. We're doing things out here.
Approximately 1,600 4-H'ers have participated in marsh maneuvers during the past 25 years. Shirley says he knows of several who have gone into careers focused on the coast as a result of their experience. Kyla Muse, a 4-H agent in Orleans Parish, says her campers were excited to learn about career possibilities.
They've even kind of started looking at job opportunities and careers in these fields where I don't think they were looking at that as an option for them before.
Marsh Maneuvers runs for 4 weeks with 4-H'ers from across the state participating. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.